Eating can be a tool to help keep weight off. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Bodil Just Christensen, postdoctoral fellow at the University of Copenhagen, explains why how you think about eating food can help you stay thin.
The hardest thing about weight loss is to maintain it. My colleagues and I carried out a study that shows that strict rules are the key to weight maintenance. We saw that people who were good at keeping weight off after losing it didn't eat to accommodate desire, hunger, or satiety. Instead, they considered eating as a tool with a higher purpose, and they devised their own systems for what, how much, and when to eat. These choices were not guided by hunger, but by the singular aim of keeping the weight off. In our study, we investigated the effect of appetite hormones on weight maintenance. 42 participants lost weight on a powder diet, and then they were encouraged to maintain the weight loss during the next year. Those who succeeded after 12 months created systematic routines that fit into their daily lives. They structured their own systematic rules for eating and stuck to them regardless of feelings of hunger and satiety. They made practical rules for themselves. For example, that they should eat a small meal every 3 hours, or that main meals must never exceed 500 calories, or that they were only allowed to eat chocolate on Saturdays and no more than 30 grams. What mattered most was that they followed these systematic habits precisely. This approach minimizes the number of choices in relation to when, what, and how much they can eat. As a result, the risk of caving in goes down radically. Another important finding is that lack of social support, high levels of obligations and stress caused participants to regain lost weight as it hampered the establishment of systematic eating routines.
That was Bodil Just Christensen of the University of Copenhagen. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.